This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. Three lines open for you. 860-522-WTIC is the number. The Facebooks are rolling. If Zuckerberg deems it worthy, you can catch us there on the Facebooks and post your comments and questions there. And I hear Zuckerberg is following Elon and charging for being a blue check. To be verified. Oh, Zuck, nice. Watch a real entrepreneur figure out how to do things and follow him along. Maybe we'll get some better social media. Who knows?
Yeah, that's the way to add a revenue stream.
There you go. Who'd have thunk it? So good for you there, Zuckerberg. So we're there for you. And, of course, we'll tweet everything out. Mike G is going to do that for us live. And we'll take your questions live. 860-522-9842 is the number. So feel free to get online this morning. We're here for a couple hours. And as usual and customary, we have our IT news to talk to you guys about and let you know what's happening in the world of technology and how it's making your life so much better. Go ahead, Dennis. What do you got for us?
Everything is really, really good in the world of Microsoft.
Oh, is it working so well?
I mean, it's just spectacular.
Yeah, good. All right, let's move on to the next story.
Now, Microsoft, Microsoft has a wee bit of a problem.
Yes.
In their Outlook email client, which, you know, millions and millions of people use all the time. Yep. They live in it.
They do.
Okay. This is a serious product.
Yep. It is.
And it turns out that it has an exploit that can be taken advantage of passively.
Right. Without doing
all
anything.
That needs to happen is that you get an email in your mailbox, Outlook retrieves it from your server. Bang, it takes effect.
You are now
it doesn't matter if you even see the thing on the screen.
Right.
It already took effect. So you don't even need to look at it, load it, whatever.
Right.
So doesn't matter.
Think of it as a pipe bomb for your mailbox where you don't actually have to open the mailbox to be exploded.
and worst of all, this exploit goes back 10 years.
No, of course it does. Microsoft.
It goes back to Outlook 2013.
They are the kings and queens of retreading the same software, repackaging it, and selling it to us again because we have to have it because the old 2013, that can't work on the new Windows 10, even though it's a retread on Outlook 2021, which has the same exploit.
Right.
It's crazy.
And probably in a year or so, they'll be telling people that have Microsoft 365 that they can't use 2013 with it anymore, even though it's pretty much the same product ever since.
So what do people do? So now we freaked everybody out. We told them about an exploit that is very severe. This is something that is being talked about as a severe exploit, is being utilized, is being leveraged. Of course, Microsoft sent out patches on Patch Tuesday. A bunch of these patches are available.
They did.
But you still got to apply them.
Right, because this is an Office product, and it doesn't go into the computer along with the rest of the Windows updates.
Right.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yes, it is.
Because years ago, up through the Office 2010 series, updates to Office came in with Windows updates.
Wow, what a great feature.
It was with 2013 that they divorced them.
Gotcha. So now you got to apply it yourself.
Right.
We'll put a link out there. Now, the link is going to be a little garbledygook confusing, written by Ding Dong Geeks, right? Rather than saying click here, download here, and do this, it's really very confusing. But read the link that we're going to send. Near the bottom of the link, you'll find the updates to the Outlook versions. You have to know your version and then apply that update.
And the way to find out your version,
yeah.
and I'll just tell you, it's pretty quick. Mm-hmm. You open up Outlook, you click on File, and then you click on Account or on Office Account. Sometimes it'll say Office Account.
Mm-hmm.
Either one. And then that window will tell you what version you've got.
All right. Make sure you pay attention to 32-bit or 64-bit as well.
Oh, yeah.
So apply these updates. Thank you, Microsoft, for yet another Saturday morning of fun. I don't know. I don't know what these guys do.
I don't get it either.
It's crazy. So I wanted to bring this up last week, but I didn't get a chance to. This is a PC Mag article. Tech support snafus cost companies almost $5,000 per employee each year.
What?
Yes.
$5,000.
That's why we've been so busy, Dennis.
Oh, well, you don't say.
Because we're actual service providers.
Right.
73% of remote employees say tech issues bog them down on a weekly basis. Okay, here's the ready for it. I wonder if Zuckerberg had this story written for him. Compared with 22% of in-person workers. So this is true, right? We talked about this during COVID. When all you guys were forced to go home. For, of course, ridiculous reasons, and we can talk about that later. We all were forced to go home and use your crappy home networks to connect to your businesses. You just destroyed help desks all over the world, right? We are now going from trying to fix your individual business machines to your home, your crappy home computer networks that you're connecting into your business networks. And you're much more difficult working on those remote systems than they are within your office. Of course, many IT companies, Disney, all these companies are saying, get your butts back in the office because we want you to be more productive. This is a study that shows 73% of you are just costing these companies so much money in IT issues because your internet your connection is bad, your firewall has issues, your Wi-Fi has issues, your 12-year-old was using the machine before you were using it. It's a mess, guys.
Yeah.
So this does not surprise me at all. We'll put the link out there for you guys to review. But the whole COVID process was crushing IT. I mean, our help desk was just buried in helping people get connected remotely in a short time. We had to move like 5,000 people in like 4 weeks remote. And we did a great job. Yeah, I mean, our guys did an awesome job, but the amount of tickets and work. And now you guys are all working hybrid and working remotely. Heck, I stay home on Fridays with my wife across from me. She's constantly having issues with her computer. And of course, who's she going to bother? Me. I just tell her to reboot. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Reboot it. Leave me alone. Call your IT department. So both of the remote workers are struggling the most. 73%, they waste time on a weekly basis dealing with tech issues. Compared with hybrid workers, 44%, because hybrid, you're actually in the office more often than you're at home, so that's obvious. And those that commute, 22%. So there's lots of issues here having to do with support and all the problems you're having. This kind of breaks down the individual problems you're having, and it's costing companies a lot of money. Now, of course, you're all enjoying the hybrid work. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a great thing, but it's expensive.
Well, one thing that I can say is a lot of these companies would save a little bit of money if they would buy, you know, dedicated work computers.
Right.
Because even though people are still going to have things that go wrong with those.
Right.
It's easier for the help desk or whoever to manage that device and help out.
Right.
And in a lot of cases that you can do preventive maintenance where, you know, you put through fixes before the issue even happens.
And they're more secure, right? So
right.
You shouldn't be using your home PC that your 12-year-old uses for their homework and then connect into the financial software that you use to manage your client's money. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
So you want to have your business machines connected up. So you definitely would reduce companies' costs there. But, of course, it would increase companies' costs to have to buy a computer.
Well, sure. But the support costs are an ongoing thing.
Right.
The buying the computer is a one-time thing, once every 3 or 5 years or whatever it is.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. What else you want to bring up, Dennis?
Oh, I have a wonderful story about Microsoft again.
Oh, my gosh. What do they do now?
This is great.
All right. Improving our lives and making them better? No.
A lot of you have dealt with things like Windows activation or Office activation.
We talk about it on the show all the time.
And it really is a black box. People like us don't really know how to fix it because Microsoft doesn't even want us to understand how it works.
When the activation breaks, you mean?
When the activation breaks, how do we fix it? We don't know because they don't want us to understand how it even works in the first place.
Gotcha.
They don't want us cracking it. Now, interesting story that's been making the rounds on the internet now is somebody who had a computer that lost its Windows activation called Microsoft to get it fixed.
Yeah.
And the Microsoft tech sent this person a link to a dark web website that loaded what's called a crack. That's an... I'm just going to say the word illegal modification to Windows to make it activate.
Correct. Yeah.
That somebody came up with somewhere in the
ether of the dark web.
Yeah. Probably in Eastern Europe somewhere or Central Asia. At any rate, the Microsoft tech's answer to the problem was to send the person this illegal crack.
Not good.
They don't their own techs don't even understand how to fix their own stuff, and that's not good.
No, it kind of sounds like a theme that we're seeing in America these days, right? I mean, you got airlines that don't know how to deal with managing airlines. You got banks that don't know how to be banks. You got Microsoft that doesn't. Well, that's been happening for our entire show. I guess it's not really the same thing. It just feels like it's the same thing, right, Dennis?
Absolutely.
All right. So yeah, it's never good when your official geek at Microsoft is sending you a crack to get your Windows activated illegally.
Yeah.
You know you're jumping the shark when it comes to that. So, all right, we'll put these stories up for you guys, and anything else we talk about today over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. Stefan, hang on. We got three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. No matter where you are in the country, you can call that number, and it shouldn't cost you anything if you're on a cell phone. So feel free to call us there. You can post a question through our Facebook page over at WTIC's Facebook page. And we'll do our best to get back to you there. And, of course, you can email us in the studio, right, Dennis, at gethelp@tabinc.com.
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Let's get right to your calls. You were nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning there. Stefan is up first. What's happening, Stefan?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I have a report back from last week's Wi-Fi fix that you guys offered.
Yeah.
The dongle worked.
You're welcome.
Okay.
45 bucks later, it worked.
Nice.
Now, I did get a new laptop. It's an HP Envy with the Intel i7 12th gen, but they said it's an Evo.
An Evo.
i7 12th gen.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's fine. It's a marketing term for some of their models.
Yeah, and their power saving and all that fun stuff. It's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
All right, as long as it's not the wonky 12th gen.
No, nothing whatsoever wrong with it.
Nope.
Okay, and 16 gig of RAM, which is beautiful, and a 512 gigabyte solid-state drive.
All right.
Okay, now, I'm trying to just open Chrome, and it says, let's see, specified path does not exist. Check path, then try again. That means what?
Your brand new computer, and you can't run Chrome on it?
No.
All right. Did you?
I mean, it has a thing on the desktop, and it says Google Chrome right under Microsoft Edge. Oh, I feel so much better about having a Microsoft system after hearing the news.
I know. Yeah.
So go to Edge and download Chrome again. In my opinion, your Chrome install didn't go right.
Yeah, I would. Oh, okay. What I would do is uninstall Chrome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Restart the computer, then do a fresh install from a new download.
Yeah, because it's just out of the box like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was trying to set up my account on the new computer with this Microsoft system, I don't think intrusive quite says it.
I know.
Because they might as well say, is it okay if we watch and record everything that you do, everybody that you talk to, and every website that you go to improve your experience.
Yeah, because it's all about you.
It's all
right?
About you, Stefan.
because if George Orwell was setting this thing up, he'd have one thing to think. You didn't read my book, huh?
I know. I hear you, Stefan. No, you're right. You're right. It is a little intrusive.
Okay, but on the other system, the older one with the Wi-Fi, I keep getting buffering because apparently my new computer took my old computer stuff and just decided to move it over.
I don't know about that.
That doesn't sound
They're not that good.
Well, something happened, and my old system got upgraded to Windows 10.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
That could happen.
Yeah.
But the buffering wouldn't be anything to do with the new system and the old system unless you told it to transfer data from one to the other.
Okay. Well, maybe I did. I don't know. But with the old system, like when I turn on the laptop.
Yeah.
Okay. It just buffers for, it takes a long time to like have the main screen come up. So
We wouldn't call that buffering.
We wouldn't call that buffering. We'd just call it, long login.
Yeah. Or delayed boot of some kind.
Yeah.
It's probably trying to use your other Wi-Fi card, or it's trying to figure out other aspects of your machine that are no longer working.
Yeah, what you might want to do is disable the internal Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. Disable the internal.
And you can do that in Device Manager. Just right-click on it and disable.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Your old Wi-Fi. Because I tried to do that before, and then the thing didn't work, and then I shut it off. Then I unplugged it, and I waited, 30 minutes or something. I replugged it back in, and then the little dongle worked a lot better.
Yeah.
But last question. Actually, I have two. Can I delete Alexa? And you guys said that Windows Defender is way better than anything I have because I have Webroot and I got to get...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Correct.
Webroot off my old machine.
We're coming up against a hard break, so the answer is you can delete Alexa if you want, and yes, run Windows Defender, Stefan, but we're up against a hard break here, so I got to leave it at that. I hope that works for you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Good luck. All right, Stefan's got some fun to do with his new machine. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Nick, hang on. We'll get to your call. Three lines open for you. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here till 11. And two lines open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us. We're going to go to Nick in Enfield first. What's happening, Nick?
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
So I have a Chromebook that I use strictly for banking.
Yep.
And the other day I was on with the bank. The screen went blank. And I had a cursor stuck in the middle. It wouldn't move either with the mouse or the touchpad. And it said restarting.
Oh, isn't that handy?
And it didn't go anywhere. Eventually, the screen went black.
Oof.
Yeah. So I thought, what would the guys at Tab do?
We'd throw it out the window. We would drop kick it.
I thought about that.
Yes. We're like regular people, too.
So I guess there's a sequence that if you hold, I think, the escape key and the refresh button, which looks like a little curved arrow,
mm-hmm.
at the same time you do something, it brings it back.
Well, yeah.
And it started to work again.
I just found this on Google's support site, and there is that keystroke combination We can post this article so that you'll have it to read while you're doing it.
Yes.
I wouldn't want to put you in a position where you have to remember, which key do I press while I press that thing? I mean, if you can read it and have it in your face while you're doing it, then it's better.
It's a recovery. But,
yeah,
right?
It'll take it into recovery mode. Yep.
But what would have made it do that initially, do you think?
That's a $64,000 question.
Yeah, and you know, how much time have you got? I can discuss probably 10,000 different things that could have caused it.
Yeah, any one of the apps, anything that's happening in the background, who knows what could have caused it to blow
up. A startup app. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, the
anything.
List is long.
And because they have the ability to recover, they actually know this is a thing that happens often enough that they have to put a recovery in there for you to go back when it does happen.
That makes sense. Yeah.
So it's frustrating. We're just as frustrated about this type of stuff with computers, too. You're minding your own business. You're on the phone with the bank trying to work on an issue with your app, and boom, it just blows up on you. Thanks.
Yeah.
But you found that keys. We would have had to figure that out ourselves, too. And nice job. And you're all set to go.
Yeah.
You're recovered, right?
Congratulations.
You guys are tutoring me well.
Well, we're all in the same boat. And we all, this is just typical IT garbage that happens all the time. So
thank you very much.
You're welcome, Nick. You should hear my wife when she's dealing with the new app of our bank. Hates it. New version came out. It's so non-intuitive to do bill pay and all this kind of stuff. She's just always cursing this app. I hate this app. I hate this thing. And she's right, actually. It is not designed very well. It's an awful app, but nothing we can do about it. Let's go on to Patrick in Farmington next. What's happening, Patrick?
Good morning. Thank you. I found that my email is on the dark web.
Yeah.
I checked with the site that you guys mentioned, and it said, yes, it's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Any suggestions on how to get it off or what to do?
Well, when you say your email is on the dark web, you mean your address?
My email address, yes.
Okay, and that's fine, because technically...
I got a report from Experian says that they found it on the dark web.
Okay, so. And that's fine. The bigger question is the there's usually a password associated with your email that we're most concerned about. So, number one, have you changed your password for your email?
I haven't. I don't even know if I have one. I just get my email when I get my email. So, it's an AOL email.
Okay, so you haven't changed your password, and so most likely the dark web has both those combinations, your email address at AOL and your password. And that's the scary thing, Patrick, because if you're doing any kind of business with your AOL account, then there's a bad guy who said, I'll log into Patrick's email and see what he's got cooking out there. Oh, I see he's got a closing on a house. Oh, they want to send money over here? I'm going to tell them to send money over there. They'll be reading your email and all your stuff. So number one, AOL really shouldn't, as far as I'm concerned, shouldn't be used for email anymore.
No.
I'm lazy. That's my problem.
That's fine.
Over.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So the minimal thing then, if you're lazy, though, is to change that password. So you got a warning that the dark web has the information. Change that password. You make that password very, very difficult.
Yes.
Okay.
The longer, the better.
Consider a passphrase.
Okay.
And then you want to consider changing that email box to something else. I would tell you that.
Okay. I think I will do that. It's time to do that.
Yeah. Consider consider Proton Mail.
Proton.
Yep.
Proton.
Yep.
Yep. We'll post a link to that. We're going to post a link, or Mike G will, for changing your AOL password. And we'll post a link for Proton Mail.
So, Patrick, now that the dark web had your password, what was your password?
Thank you.
Well, they know it. They know it. Why can't you tell me?
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is either.
Because I never use it. I just get my email, read it, and eliminate it.
Oh, it's like the Matrix.
Wow.
It's like the Matrix. You're talking about the machines down there in the basement of the Matrix. I don't know how they work. They just give us clean air and water. All right. So, yeah, go change that password, figure that out, and consider changing your email service.
I will do that. One more question.
Yeah.
I have a webroot. I added that a couple of years ago, guys suggested, and I hear that Defender do I remove webroot? Should I remove webroot and Defender will automatically kick in then?
Yes. You can do that. Okay. Webroot is still a fine antivirus.
Yeah.
But,
right.
But Defender has really come into its own finally. And we are comfortable in recommending it today until we get burned, right? So we have 9,000 systems that we are practicing on in our practice. Until it burns us, it's so far going to be a recommendation. But, you know, that's today.
Okay. So but that's today. So if I have Webroot, if I leave Webroot in,
that's
Defender does not kick in. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, that's great. Thanks so much for your help. I appreciate it, guys.
You got it, Patrick. Yep, good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So it's kind of a good story there to think about this. You know, you're I don't know how I can stress this enough. You know, poor Patrick's out there. He doesn't even know what his password is. Your email is the key to almost everything you do in your digital life. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I highly doubt that I would contend that everything you do is connected to your email address. Right. So Patrick@AOL.com is connected probably to his bank, connected to his insurance, connected to his financial planning, connected to whatever. It's all connected. And you don't even know your own password for that. And now it's on the dark web. That's pretty serious stuff.
Very.
Because all that bad guy has to do is read the emails coming in on Patrick's email from Fidelity, from Vanguard, from whatever he's using, from his bank. Hey, I see you did a deposit. The bank tells you, oh, the deposit went through. The bad guys can read that email and now know where your bank is, where your financial deposits are, where. And then they can say, well, okay, I've got Patrick's password.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can log in the same password on those services too.
Right.
That's not even hard.
That's called keys to the kingdom.
It really is.
And it's serious. It's a serious problem.
And it's technically not really hacking. Because the information was made available through AOL leaking it, right? Somebody, quote unquote, either got into AOL and got this information or, quote unquote, hacked AOL and got this information as far as your email address and your password. But it's connected to everything else that you do. So there's such a high risk here. Your email is so important, and that's why I recommend Proton. It's an encrypted mail service out of Switzerland. All right? You're not going to get much more secure than that. And if you can get that as part of how you operate, you're going to find yourself a little better off. I got a quick story before we go to a break. So we have a rental property in Florida, and one of our renters called up and said the ice maker's not working. All right, so the ice maker's not working. I tell you this story because it is connected to technology, I swear. And they call me and say the ice maker's not working. And I have an app. I have a smart app, and it's a Samsung refrigerator. It's only a year old. We can't believe I'm even getting this call. It's a brand new fucking refrigerator. I bring up the app. I look at the app, and I'm like, all right, let me see of course, the instructions are in the drawer in the kitchen. I don't have the instructions with me. I figure the app's going to tell me what model refrigerator I'm using so I can go look that up. Do you think it tells me that, Dennis?
No.
No, not at all. It tells me the version of the software, but it doesn't tell me the model of the refrigerator I'm talking to. I can then run
because the thing that you need to know at that moment is what version of the software is on your phone.
That's
right?
The thing I need to know. Exactly. Yeah. I can do a diagnostic, and the diagnostic comes back and says, no, everything's working fine, Eric. What's your problem?
But that diagnostic doesn't tell you what kind of refrigerator
it
either.
It doesn't.
Huh?
No, it just says everything's working great. And of course the renter's like, the ice maker's not working, buddy. So I had an in-law that's down there on another unit. I had him come up and help the renter. Guess what we did? We unplugged it and plugged it back in and rebooted the stupid refrigerator.
You rebooted the refrigerator to fix it.
Yes, because all the troubleshooting didn't work. All the troubleshooting didn't work. You had to unlock it, do this thing, turn a test cycle. We did all the troubleshooting, and that didn't work. The last thing was to unplug it and plug it back in. So, yes, your refrigerator can take a week to reboot. And then a guy responds, hey, it's working again. This shouldn't be a thing. I mean, it's ice for crying out loud, and I've got a smart app talking to it, and it's utterly useless. But right. I know what the temperature is in the refrigerator, and I know if the door is ajar. It's not ajar, but I know if it's ajar. I mean, you know what I mean? We'll be right back. We got to step out for a quick break. We'll be right back. And we are back. We've got three lines open for you on this lovely Saturday morning. 860-522-9842 is the number. Did you watch that FDU? Oh, you didn't watch FDU last night, huh?
No.
My goodness, what a good game. What a good game.
I was enjoying UConn's second half.
Yeah, it was good. Second half was good. First half,
very
a little shaky.
Good.
First half, we're like, oh, boy.
Like, what the heck is going on here?
Some good basketball this this March Madness season so far. Let's go on to your calls, though. Let's go to Chuck in Cheshire. What's happening, Chuck?
Good morning again.
Morning.
Similar to one of your last callers, I have a Chromebook that I want to use as my dedicated banking laptop. And I got these, a couple of Chromebooks from, you know, kids and nephews that got them from school, and now they don't need them anymore, you know, when everybody was home from school.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did a power wash.
Yep.
All right.
And I still hadn't set up, like, all my banking things on it. And, you know, I'd just check my email, things like that. And then I'd get ads. I remember there was one specific ad for this very specific T-shirt I was looking for on eBay, on Poshmark, like on a lot of those sites.
Yeah.
And an ad came up for that very specific T-shirt, even though I had done the power wash. I actually did it like two or three times.
Yeah. Yeah, but they still know you're Chuck from Cheshire, no matter what platform you're on.
Right.
Oh, so it goes to like the IP address.
The IP address can factor in.
Yeah.
But it also goes with your identity.
Right.
On
Google. When you connect
the
Google
website,
they know it's Chuck from Cheshire and Chuck.
I don't have logins for those. Like I don't. Oh. I never log into Google.
I would think if they're probably associating your IP address.
They could be.
Yeah, I would think that's got something to do with it.
And okay. Now, also, when you said you did email, don't do email on this Chromebook. Right? Because the idea.
Yeah.
That's one of the most.
I had already done the power wash, though.
No, I know. I understand that. But don't do email on it when you use it as a tool for your banking, because, again, email is where we get a lot of our attacks from, right? So don't do that.
Right.
But yeah, most likely it's just, they know where you're from. They're going to zap that ad to this IP address because you've been really interested in those classic tees that all of us dad bods are trying to find so that we can hide our bellies.
Hey, I'm in shape.
Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky.
Good-looking shirt. That's why I was looking for it.
Nice. But yeah, the way the internet works and the metadata on everything we do is just, it's proximity-based, it's IP-based, it's everything.
Okay.
So most likely it's just sent it. Maybe a guest. Hey, I wonder if this IP address is interested in that T-shirt,
Well, it
too.
Might not even just be the IP address. It might be the MAC address of his router, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, that's going to identify what network you're on solidly.
So use a VPN. Yeah. Use a VPN. Consider a Proton VPN when you're connected when you're doing this banking. Go ahead and configure Proton VPN, and you'll end up who knows where, and you'll be encrypted, and that'll be another way whoever they are. Won't be able to follow you around.
Okay. All right. So there is some risk, even though I basically reset it to factory resets.
No. Your risk. So your risk is really you. So what we're trying to have you folks understand, when we want folks to use a separate machine, it means you can't surf the internet with that computer. You can't do banking. Email.
Right.
You can't do things that could compromise you. You're only going to do specific functions. And if you keep to that, it'll be fine. The moment you go and bring up a Google browser and surf anything, you're now not as secure as you could be, depending on what website you landed on, right? That's the concept of having a separate system. It's really just trying to go overboard to try to protect yourself from you, really. It's also a little impractical, right? I mean, it's hard for humans to say, I've got the laptop open. I did want to check this out. And before you know it, you're Googling dad bod T-shirts. We're human. So the risk really is in that. And if you use a VPN while you're connected on this machine, you'll have much more security. You'll be connecting to your resources. However, even those resources are going to say, hey, wait a minute, Chuck from Cheshire, why are you connecting from Uzbekistan? That's kind of weird. And they may not let you into your banking software because your VPN's IP address is coming back with a weird IP address, which is what you want.
Right. So essentially, I'll do the power wash again, and then make sure that I never have any other windows open except for the bank and the financial institutions. And that's it.
Right. Don't use it for anything else.
Right.
And be disciplined about that.
Not even email. Not even You know, not even anything.
Right.
Yeah. And that was the intent originally.
Yeah.
But before I had done that, I just noticed that, oh, how does this very specific ad come up if I had already
power washed it.
I know. They're watching you, Chuck.
It's very spooky.
Yeah.
It is. Oh, the stories I could tell you from even like 2003, things that would come up. Very bizarre.
It's a family show.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck.
That's why I, the stories I could tell.
Yeah, exactly. Sounds good. All right. Hope we helped you.
Okay.
All right, Chuck. So he's going to go ahead and power wash again and try to make himself a little more anonymous. There's an article I wanted to bring up. Did you have anything else you wanted to bring up there, Dennis?
Oh, we had an unnamed federal agency that was hacked.
Unnamed agency.
Yeah. Well, whoever the people that reported it didn't say which agency it was.
All right.
It was hacked by two different groups.
Lovely.
Not one, but two.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to a flaw that was unpatched for 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're letting stuff run forever.
Yeah, the basics have to be done, guys. You got to, again, if these federal agencies put all sorts of edicts on us to make sure we patch things.
Right.
And then they're not patching their own stuff.
Oh, and you know, I can hear it right now, okay?
Yeah.
Well, if we update, something might go down and then we won't be able to work.
Right.
And we can't do that. Right. I, at my old position, I had... customer that literally locked down Windows on every computer. They would get a computer, set it up,
and lock
completely
it down.
Disable the Windows update service.
On purpose.
On purpose.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because they didn't want any downtime.
So if that account happened to be an accounting firm or a financial planning firm or an insurance firm or a medical firm or you name all the firms, they didn't have any downtime due to an update. But they were completely unpatched and unprotected, and they clearly haven't understood how Microsoft operates. All the work we do as geeks is to protect you from Microsoft. That's our pure life. It's not what I got into this business for. All right, we got in this business to make your life better with IT and technology, but now pretty much our entire lives are spent protecting you from Microsoft. And you would lock it down and not patch it. That's crazy talk. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Doug, hang on. Everything we've talked about has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com. That also works. And if you want to watch us on the old Facebooks, and if Zuckerberg deems it worthy, you might get up to your newsfeed. Feel free to post, comment, whatever you want to say, like, share. That works. Zuck, he gets the understanding that it's a show worth watching. We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.